go. We just need to follow that direction. We don't want to grieve him by going and doing our own thing or refusing to do what he wants to do in and through our lives. And so, therefore, it's a simple working relationship where he is in charge and we're obeying his orders and his directions. And he provides exactly what we need, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the power of God to accomplish what we could not do on our own. Coming up next, this is Tremaine Hawkins. And let me give you a little promo here. Just a few days ago, Edwin Hawkins, her brother-in-law, passed away. I believe he was 73 years old. And I believe on Memorial Day of this year, Lord willing, we're going to do a tribute to Bishop Walter Hawkins, who passed away a couple of years ago, and to Edwin Hawkins. And we're going to bring in Tremaine Hawkins and other members of the Love Center Choir. And we're going to have at least one program during Memorial Day weekend featuring their music here on Sounds of Praise. So you put that down, jot that down sometime in May. Last Sunday, probably in May, we're going to be bringing a tribute to the Edwin and Walter Hawkins family. This is Tremaine Hawkins. This is what the Holy Spirit does in the life of a person who surrendered to them. He makes a change. And so if you were timid, he can give you holy boldness. And whatever you lack, God has. He said, I am that I am, Moses. Whatever you need, I am that. I will be that to you if you allow me to make the change and control and direct your life. Tremaine Hawkins, Queen of Gospel, here on Sounds of Praise, and a great hit, Changed.
A change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Tremaine is coming at this time.
A change simple. You are the voice. We are your song. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light we standing on.
Tasha Cobbs along with Kiera Sheard and Your Spirit. Yes, God has sent his spirit. He just wants to have his spirit have his free way in, reign in and through our lives. It's not like he's coming again. He's already here. He just wants to be released in us and through us. We're going to bring Mary and Kiera Kiki Sheard right back. And this is God in Me. He wants you to realize where God is. Not only is he in heaven, but because there are three persons of the Godhead, the Father and the Son are in heaven, but the Holy Spirit lives in the life of those who place their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's God in me where our victory is. Kiki Sheard here on Sounds of Praise, and that was God in Me. And here with that same theme, this is Donna Lawrence and Company, and there is a King in you. His name is King Jesus through the Holy Spirit.
I send this song out to those struggling with low self-esteem, especially to those absentee fathers. Go reconnect with your sons, with your daughters. I came to remind you, there is a King in you. Aristocratic.
An aristocratic dynasty.
Listen, the goal of the enemy, is to keep you from knowing who you are.
You don't know who you are.
happened. The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you?
Is there no
we
king
speak to you today.
You?
Is there no king in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. I've been through so much, but I found my inner king, and I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king is in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king in you.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey. I know that life has made you feel bad about yourself. I know that some of the things you've been through has made you feel bad about yourself. But you need to know that there is a ruler in you. There is what has happened. The enemy has tricked you and made you feel like that you are beneath. He's tricked you and made you feel like that you are a borrower and never will be a lender. But Donald Lawrence came to tell you that there is a king in you. There is a king in you. There is a king in you. I can't stress it enough. There is a king living in you. Rule, ruler, rule. Speak, king, speak. Stand, king, stand. Take control, king. Take control. Rule.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. Temperature outside our studio right now is 36 degrees here in Medford, Massachusetts. Turning a little bit cooler with more clouds working in throughout the day. With a high today, 41 to 46 degrees. Not quite as much wind and a good deal of cloudiness at night with a low 29 to 34 degrees. And on Monday, a storm approaching from the west will bring some rain by the afternoon. And rain can start as some snow or ice, especially north and west of Boston. A high on Monday, 39 to 44 degrees. A low Monday night, 36 to 41 degrees. On Tuesday, a cold front moving in from the west will bring rain to the area. Some of the rain could be quite heavy, drying out at night with clearing skies. A high on Tuesday, 49 to 54 degrees. A low Tuesday night, 30 to 35 degrees. And on Wednesday, windy and turning chillier again and feeling more like January with intervals of clouds and sun. A high on Wednesday, 38 to 43 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy, brisk and cold at night with a low 21 to 26 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, certainly going to pass it right along to you. 6:30 here on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. This is the Sunday, January 21st, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We're bringing you part 3 of our ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit. And that's the point we need to emphasize here on the program today. Jesus said he was going to go away, but he was going to send us another comforter, one just like himself, who was the Holy Spirit. And he said he not only was going to be with you, he was going to be in you. And that's the difference. That's where the power is. That's where the direction from God comes from. That's where the joy comes, even when we're going through difficult times. That's where the healing and the miracles and the blessings all come from, the fact that the Spirit of God, as Mary and Kira shared, saying that there's God in us. And because he is there, we can accomplish the various things that he said. Jesus said one very important thing, one very difficult thing, one thing that sounds almost impossible. He said, the works that I do. Now, when you think about all the works that Jesus did, he raised the dead, he walked on the water, he healed individuals, opened blinded eyes, made the lame to walk, healed the woman with the issue of blood, and go on and on and on and on and on. He said, these works you should be doing. These works you should do. How can we do them, Jesus? We might ask. Because the Spirit of God is resting in upon us. When Jesus first started his ministry, he was baptized in water by John the Baptist. And the Spirit of God came down upon him in the form of a dove and led him into the wilderness. And then the miracles began. Why? The Spirit of God was working in him. Jesus did nothing on his own that was not empowered and accomplished by the Spirit of God working within us. That's why he says, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works. And the works that he has done, we may say, are great enough. But the greater works is that we now, through Christ, have the ability to lead individuals to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is the greatest gift, and it is the greatest miracle. And so therefore, when individuals who were like ourselves were in sin and have been redeemed and brought forth from sin, that is the greater works. How can you do that? Just by sharing your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, allowing him to work in you and through you. And you'll be amazed at the wondrous things that he has done. When the Spirit of God is allowed to be released, as William McDowell and Tiffany Trinity Anderson are going to sing, we allow the Spirit of God to break out from our lives, the greater works will be accomplished.
Our Father, all of heaven holds your name.
And this is Pastor Marvin Sapp and Holy Spirit Overflow here on Sounds of Praise.
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Magnify the God of your salvation right now. Hallelujah. Let your glory overflow and your presence take control. Lord, this is what I want you to do. Right now,
Holy Spirit,
overflow. I desire you to
flow.
I want you to
flow.
I realize I can't make it without you.
Flow.
Breathe in my life.
Flow.
Take what's wrong and make it right.
Flow.
Repair me and share me
flow.
With the people so that I can be all you want me to be, Jesus. Myself, I realized
flow.
That my life was a mess until you came along and
flow.
You begin to order my steps. You set them in order so that
flow.
I can do what you want me to do and be what you want me to be.
Flow.
That's why I need you to just keep flowing
flow.
In my life. That's all I need you to do, Jesus.
Flow.
And be right
flow.
So that everything that's night will be light
flow.
Do it in my life, please. Do it in my life, please. Lord, we need you to
flow
in every area of my existence
flow.
So that my life will be in order. Holy Spirit, please overflow.
Pastor Marvin Sapp here on Sounds of Praise, as we've been saying throughout the program. Spirit of God is in the life of each and every born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he just wants to fill us to the overflow so that we might be able to minister in the lives of those whom we encounter each and every day. 6:45 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're bringing you part three of an ongoing series here on Sounds of Praise, the release of the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave this interesting information about what the final days on the earth are going to be like for his church. And he says there are going to be 10 virgins. And that symbolizes the fact that they've been cleansed by God, made new, the born again life. And so therefore, he says, the call came out that the bridegroom, Jesus, was going to come, and they were to go out and meet them. And he said, five were wise and five were foolish. Now, these were all virgins, all born-again believers in Christ. But five of them were foolish. Why? They didn't have oil in their lamp. You know, they didn't have the Spirit of God inside of them, moving in their lives, directing them. Five wise, five foolish. The five wise were all set. Why? The Spirit of God was out there, in there, working in their behalf. And so they were ready when the bridegroom came. And as they went out to meet the bridegroom, the five who were foolish said, give us some of your oil. And they said, not so. You better go back and get some from wherever you can find it. And the five wise went in, and the five foolish were left on the outside. Mississippi Mass Choir coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. The song is entitled, Keep the Spirit of God or His Oil in Your Lamp.
Yeah.
making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music. You're tuned to the Sunday, January the 21st, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, over 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting at iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM. .org. 6:52 at the Sounds of Praise time, and we're bringing you part three of an ongoing series, The Release of the Holy Spirit. On this last set, we heard Tremaine Hawkins with Changed. That's what he does in the life of those who give their life to Jesus Christ. He transforms our life by his presence within us. Tasha Cobbs Leonard teamed up with Kiara Shared with Your Spirit. Mary and Kiara shared with next with God in Me. Donna Lawrence and Company with There Is a King in You. William McDowell along with Trinity Anderson and Spirit Breakout. Pastor Marvin Sapp with Holy Spirit Overflow. And we just heard the Mississippi Mass Choir and Keep Oil in Your Lamp. The Spirit of God within you. Keep Him within you, so that he might be able to do his work in your life and then through your life into the lives of others. 1-855-915-WMFO is our phone number. 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish us. Give us a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And I also invite the many Christians out there and our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers coming up next here on Sounds of Praise from the album Come Let Us Worship. And this is Send the Holy Ghost. He's already come. He's the Spirit of the living God working in and through the life of every faithful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Send signs and wonders, wonders of yours.
6:59 here on WMFO in Medford.